This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
What does Brandon Graham mean, what he does to your team and your city? Brandon Graham?
Yeah, BG, he's, you know, so I'm amazed by how long he's been able to play the game, you know, and play it at a high level. And I think for him, he's evolved as a person as his career has gone on, and as you expect for anyone. But the player he is right now, been pretty impressive to be playing at such a high level at this late in his career. And I think for him, as a leader, as a presence, I think that speaks for itself.
Well, it does. Well said by Jalen Hurts. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio on BG Day. And joining us right now, Hugh, we have Rhea Hughes in studio.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Rhea Sitting. By that way, it's brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
Rhea, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. It's BG Day. I like your BG jersey.
Yeah, that's a nice jersey.
How about that? So here's how, you know, how we have kids and they're at school and you get the phone call.
Yeah, you think something bad happened.
Johnny forgot his homework and you got to bring it.
Right.
Or he forgot his egg.
Oh, you need to do something for the kid.
Yeah. So I get to work usually around 3:20 a.m. I get out of the car. I'm like, oh, it's BG Day. That's cool. And I look down and I go, oh, for goodness sakes, I forgot the jersey. Mm-hmm. So I had to call my son, who only goes to school he goes to Roman Catholic, only 5 minutes here. So I had him Uber the jersey here to me, then I Ubered him there. So I had to call him because I forgot my homework.
Oh, the shoes are on a different feet now.
Yeah, believe me, he pointed it out to me.
Oh, you won't live that one down. But you got your jersey, which is important. Rhea, you've seen so many cool different days we've had here at WIP over the years. This is something unique and special. And I was thinking about it when Brandon was with us. You don't get many athletes here that are truly beloved. There's a lot that are liked, a lot that are respected. I mean, he reached that status at some point where he's truly beloved by this fan base.
The status happened with the strip sack.
Yeah.
But that hammered it home. I mean, he was playing, I've never seen anybody who started off. Jason Kelce didn't start out great either. I mean, we used to say too slow, too small.
Yep.
You know, those kind of things happen. But Brandon's first couple years were really bumpy. I was here for them all. I mean, I was probably, if you went back and pulled the tapes, one of the ones criticizing him. But what he's been able to, that's me. That's my phone.
It's always me.
I know, it's always you.
Hugh's so happy. Hugh gets joy when it's someone else.
It
was me, and he was like, it was me.
No, I know. I heard that last week, and of course, then it's me. But I've never seen anybody who's been able to flip it like that, to just go from, we should have picked the other guy, too. Oh my God, Chip Kelly almost traded him in like 2014, and that would have been another reason to dislike Chip. So I've never seen anything quite like that.
Well, the crazy part is, I remember those days when the Earl Thomas thing, right? Yeah. So you referenced perhaps the safety from Seattle. Not only did he outlast him, you can make the case now he ended up the better player. Like in the beginning, it was so far the other way, right? Thomas was winning Super Bowls. He was a star safety. It seemed like Brandon could never catch him. And I think he passed him with the longevity and the two rings.
The two rings. And, Earl's had some post.
He's a little wild.
And his brother.
They're into extracurriculars.
I was wondering how you're going to frame that.
I was concerned.
Yeah, the kids are this probably.
Yeah.
They're in the extracurriculars.
But I've never seen. And here's the other thing. The balancing act to be one of the most positive guys, one of the friendliest guys, and to be a legendary trash talker.
Yes.
I've watched the thing with him and Fletcher Cox, I think it was against the 49ers, probably 50 times easy, where he's running his mouth and Fletcher finally tells him.
Locked in. Yeah, lock in.
He's like, I got you, Fletch. But a caller called in, and I thought it was a brilliant idea, and NFL Films is local. So if you're listening, he said if they put together an hour of Brandon Graham's trash talking. Oh, I watched the entire
every
thing.
Every minute. Yeah. Yes. It's always
he trash talked Saquon when he was with the Giants.
Yep. And he's great. I mean, he's great at it.
Six.
And you're right about the combination of positivity, smiling, but also trash talking at the same time. All right, before we continue the conversation, let's grab a special caller here. Jason Avant, a fellow Wolverine calling in on BG Day. What up, Jason?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. No complaints. No complaints.
Jason, what is it like for you to watch the career and the player and the person that Brandon Graham became? A guy that followed you at Michigan and followed you here to the Eagles, and I've had 15 years in an Eagles uniform. What's it been like for you to watch him grow and become the man and person he became here?
Well, I'm proud of him, number one, being, from Detroit, going to Michigan. I was fortunate enough to play with him and see what type of young player that he was, but also just his ability, like you guys were just talking about, to overcome adversity. If you don't pan out right away in this city, it's pretty tough. And he weathered the storm, and he figured out his niche in the NFL, and he was able to respond and not listen to the outside noise and believe in the player that he was. So I would say that's one of the things that I can look at and say I admire the most about him. And, yeah, you talk about how big his personality is and how he smiles, but he's yet a fierce competitor. And it's tough to have the balancing act of both. Usually when you're a trash talker and you're a competitive person, you have, like this butthole persona. He doesn't have that. He's delicately balanced the line of being a media darling and yet a person that'll get in your grill on game day. So to see him flourish from being a part of that team at Michigan that lost to Appalachian State, I will never let him live that down.
But, you weren't on that team, Jason, right?
No, you weren't.
I said you weren't on that team.
No, I wasn't on that team. So to see how he's become, a beloved Philadelphia Eagle, one of the best players that ever put on a uniform, and it's great to see.
You know, Jason, I'm kind of curious, how difficult, we talk about how BJ was able to stay even keeled through all this, but my question to you is this: how difficult is that for an athlete to do, especially in this day and age of social media, when you get on the internet and you see so many people that have so many things to say about you? How difficult is that to navigate nowadays?
It's harder because now the team has embraced it. You know, it's like back in the day, the media was like the devil in the coach's mind.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. It was like the coach always trying to like be a wall in between his players and the media. And he would like be this enforcer of, we're not doing this, or, just answer one word. And like, it was a whole structure on how to navigate the media. Now it's in your face, and the NFL has embraced it, and every organization has, right, in order to build a brand, and they understand the value of marketing and dollars and all those things. So it's tougher for players now. So I would say that I would be wrong to kind of, look into what the players are dealing with now. For us, it was kind of easier, and even Brandon to start, it was easier because you would not listen to, WIP. I'm not encouraging anybody in the college to not listen to WIP. But as a player, you would have to put your head down and not watch ESPN or watch any of these programs in order to stay focused. Nowadays, you're going to hear it, so you got to have thick skin, and that's what Brandon has had. He's had thick skin, and that's what you need, because you know that just like they are down on you for the moment, you make one strip sack or you make a game-winning tackle, or you
back up again,
turn around your career like that in a flash. So you got to stay the course.
Jason Avant calling in here, a special call-in for BG Day. Jason, what does it say to you when a player can play 206 games for one team? I mean, you had a 10-year career. I mean, you played for the NFL for a long time, but I mean, to play 206 games, especially on a line, as a defensive line, what does that say to you that he was able to accomplish that?
Well, he's a tough son of a gun, for sure. And you know what? The other thing that it says is that he's compromising. He's palatable, right? So he's a person that can get along with multiple coaching staffs. He's able to get on with the front office. Like, it's hard because there's ego involved in a lot of these relationships. When you're a guy that demands top dollar, or you're a guy that are looking at other teams and what they're doing, BG's one of those guys. You know, I want to be in Philadelphia, and this is where I'm going to be. This is where I connect with the fans. And so he's put his head down and got rid of that noise as well. So, yes, he's a great player on the field, but he's a great person to work with from organization standpoint, right? So I'm around the building a lot when it comes to the Eagles organization. I've done multiple events with him. Everything that you hear about him is true when it comes to the janitors, when it comes to the stadium crew, when it comes to the coaching staff and how well he takes information. It just speaks to the character of the person to be able to stay around the organization that long.
Jason, appreciate you hopping in today and giving us a few minutes here on BG Day. Take care, man, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right, you guys have a good one.
He goes. Jason Avant calling in with fellow Michigan
Jason
alum.
Jason does a great podcast, too, with Quinn Michael,
yes.
Another former Eagle. It's called the Q&A after Eagles. They're very informative, but they're fun.
Yeah, I like those guys. Time. Jason's always been good when he's with us here at WIP. So just, you know, on the longevity, Rhea, I mean, yep. If I had told you in 2012, 13 that Brandon Graham, you would have said you're crazy. I mean, you always tell me I'm crazy, but you would have said you're really crazy.
Especially when you go back the stories that I read, you know, right after he retired. I don't remember that story coming out. Maybe it did. It's just been a while that Chip Kelly tried to trade him.
Yep.
And that Jeff Lurie had to step in. I read that. I mean, I read that story and I'm thinking, you know, good for Jeff. But it happened, I think, on the heels of DeSean and LeSean.
Right, when the whole team was getting kicked out of
here.
And
it's like, all right, stop. Enough.
Yeah.
You know, there's enough of these players going. So, you think about it. If he hadn't been here, just what he's been able to do. My favorite part about BG is this year. Not him getting injured. But he gets injured and he keeps coming in with us. And it had to be like about a month after. I started to detect like a different vibe on him. And I remember one day I said, you're going to play, aren't you? And he just turned and he had a smile. And I went, oh, he's playing.
Yep.
I mean, it was never, once we saw that, we couldn't say anything because, you know, he wasn't, the Eagles weren't saying anything. We knew he was going to play. We knew literally if they taped his arm to his body, he was going to play in that Super Bowl.
I remember when the injury happened, Hugh, we started talking about like the timeline and your thought was it's going to be hard to get back, right?
Yeah.
And then he did it, and he played in the Super Bowl. It really is an amazing exclamation point on his career because we were joking that it was his farewell tour before the season. He played well.
He played great. It wasn't like
he was just around for the season.
No.
Like he was their best pass rusher through November, got hurt, and then helped them win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it's something to be said about the determination that he displayed to get ready to play that game. Yeah. And then in the game, tore his arm again. Yeah, so it's like it's so many different layers to him that I admire about what he was able to accomplish, man. And that's why, for me, it's more than just what he's done on the field. I'm talking about BG as a person is the greatest Eagle to ever play the game.
Hugh, so I was asking you some questions before I came on, and I'd heard on Chris Long's show, he had Milton Williams, I believe it was, or was it Joshua? Now I can't remember. I think it was Milton Williams. And he said he was asking him about BG, and he said he would come in the morning and be dressed for practice at breakfast. Because I said to Hugh, I said, when do you put the pads on? No, you got meetings, you got practice. No, he would be dressed in the beginning of every day.
He was ready.
Fully dressed.
Yeah, that's wild.
I mean, that's just...
that's wild.
I thought it was just a really funny little... Like, this guy loves his job.
Yeah.
Loves it. I love working with people who love their jobs.
I read the stories early that he was always like the first one in the building.
Yeah.
Like when he was trying to like revive his career, 2013, 2014, that he was beating everybody in.
You always hear about quarterback. First one in, last one to leave.
But you heard about him. And that's when I was like, maybe he's going to turn this around. Because he obviously had a great, you know, head on him. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls as well. Let's go to Barbara in Philadelphia on BG Day. Well, hey, Barbara. Barbara?
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
hey,
Barbara.
Oh, God. BG. Well, let me tell you something. He's the greatest guy. I met him in person. I went to a store, and that's where he was, and he gave me a T-shirt and signed it. And it's hard not to give you a wrong size. Can't wear it, but that's all right.
Well, it's the story. It's the story that matters.
It's signed. Yeah. You don't want to wear it anyway.
Yeah. So I try to wear. I'm a real tweaky, right? But it's real big. But I wear it in the house, you know.
I like that you point that out, Barbara.
And he's the sweetest guy, outspoken, down to earth. Because I'm kind of shy, but in front of him, oh, he's just like outspoken. You feel so comfortable. He's something. He's really down to earth. I guess it's hard to say about him.
No, I understand. I agree with the down to earth thing. It does. Sometimes you meet a player, especially a current player, and they're just like, you know, they're different than you. He doesn't come off that way.
He played good too.
He's a great player. Yeah.
And then, even then, when he hurt his knee, do you remember? And he was still there going to the show. You know, the games there. He sat there and he watched the games. And even that, he had something on his brace or something on his knee. Do you remember?
Yes. I mean, all of it. I also, Barbara, as you go through these stories, you know, I thought about Rhea when COVID happened, he kept doing the Brandon Graham show. Yeah. He did it from home.
I know.
And he had like one of the Comrex things that we have to do shows from home when we need to. But at that point, he was doing it like from whatever he was in his house. And I forget how old his daughter was, but she would like
pop in,
climb on his lap during the show. And it was like very real because everyone else was going through that nonsense too at the same time, working from home.
We forget about what nonsense that was.
Yeah, it was. But it felt real. Yeah. Like there's his daughter on his lap as he's doing a radio show.
Like everybody else in the world doing Zoom calls
with
the kids.
There's no question. Let's talk to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's up?
All right, man. Listen, BG, man. Something special, man. And I'm just going to say this real quick. I know he had a come to Jesus moment where in the beginning of his career, he was in a storm. God told him, if you weather the storm, I got you. And that's what he did, man. He weathered the storm. Through all the things that, you know, the people were saying, he didn't let it discourage him. It encouraged him and motivated him. And that's what God wanted him to bring to the team also, man. And that's what he did. Not only to the team, but for the entire city, man. This guy has done so much, and he's still doing it. And we love you as a fan base, you know. And, you know, it's just like, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be quick with it because I'm long-winded, and I know y'all ain't got time for it. But this man is the true definition of two things. Many are called, but few are chosen. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And he was one of the chosen ones. And this is the last thing I'm going to say. Thank you for bringing two championships and beating both the GOATs to Philadelphia. And you are the true definition of brotherly love.
Will, but very well said,
that's actually
man.
A great point. Yeah. We don't talk about enough.
Good call, Will. The
beat Tom Brady, I mean, you know, strip sacked him.
Yep.
And Mahomes, that I actually, you know, it's funny, you don't think about it all the time.
Well, and we'll see where Mahomes' career goes, but there's a real chance by the end, the Eagles two championships are over the two best quarterbacks ever.
Ever.
I think that's the way it'll be remembered.
That was one of the trash talking I saw. He was trash talking, and I don't know if it was the Super Bowl. Brady so bad, it took Brady a second because, you know, I don't know how much. Is Brady a trash talker, Hugh?
He could be instrumental at times or demonstrative at times. He can be a little much.
Well,
but not so much a trash talker. I just remember him.
Like intense yell. Yeah, I remember the clips of him yelling.
Well,
yeah.
It was Brandon's just yelling at him. And finally, Brady just turns around and he's like, is he trash talking me?
He was.
It was classic. It was absolutely. And he's Michigan.
Michigan too. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was Michigan on Michigan crime.
It was. Wolverine's answer. All right. So Will said something there. Like, I don't know what Brandon's going to do next. He could do a million different things. But to me, if the Eagles keep him around in some role, it's like to help young players navigate the city.
NFL should hire him.
I agree.
Literally pay him millions of dollars to go around to teams and go, this is how you, but you know, you could say this is how you do it. You have to have the personality.
Right. Yeah. But he could talk to them.
Here's the framework.
Yeah.
You can, you know, because Brandon said he was very sensitive in the beginning and he had to learn how to not be. So, I mean, but the NFL could reap so much benefit. You know, not be a badass that are like, you know, Hugh Douglas was.
Yeah.
Like, Evolutionary Hugh, we'll call
Evolutionary.
Him.
I like you. Is that a new
yeah,
name?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I like that.
I mean, and you know, if I'm being honest, that's kind of how I look at Brandon.
Yeah.
A better version. Yeah. A much better version than myself. It's one of those things, because I look at him, and there's some similarities, but it's like he, just like this, not picking on anybody, but the caller that just called and was talking about the shirt and didn't complain about how small it was.
Yeah.
See, that for me would have been a problem because, you know, Brandon took the time out to sign the shirt. And then you get on
petty,
the air.
You're petty.
Yeah, because see, I'm just saying.
I just was watching you Hugh's face air, when that was happening.
You get on the air and complain about a shirt that's too small that he got for you.
Well, it might just be a matter of fact.
But no, I'm just saying that that's where reality, that's why God know who to make the better people. Like he, like I'm here as a reminder what not to be, because that would have bothered me. Like, damn lady, I gave you a shirt.
I and thought I you were the positive guy on the show.
Well, in this saying, I'm grown. I'm growth.
He's
I'm
sports about positive, real life petty. That's
it. I love real life petty. Real life petty
saying,
is good.
Yeah. It's one of those things. I'm like, wait a minute. He bought you a shirt. It was the wrong size, but he signed it. That shirt's probably worth a lot of money right now because he signed it and. He's a 2-time Super Bowl champ.
I love the things that get you.
Oh, I know the littlest things. Yep.
It's precious.
It's petty. It's.
There's
in my
nothing
DNA.
Wrong with petty in the right. In the right.
You know what you need to.
I'm just like,
I have an idea for you to get rid of the pettiness. Read BG's ABCs.
I am. I'm writing my own book.
Attitude, positive thinking.
Petty.
No.
Well,
that not a children's book.
That's what I told him.
No, that's what they kept saying.
He thinks it will be. You can't teach kids that.
I got to get some writers. I got to get a team of writers.
No, you don't.
Team of writers?
What do you need a team of writers
for? To clean it up. You know, to use different words.
They have editors.
That's the good thing is kids aren't petty. Until, you know, around 14 or 15.
Okay,
I think it comes natural.
Yeah, okay.
Just, you know, yeah. I would do called a young adult book.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Work.
Adolescent
see, that,
book.
That'd
yeah.
be more than like 20 pages.
How though. To be petty properly.
Okay. That'll work.
Yeah. We need a few editors for that one for Hugh.
We
need to workshop that a little bit.
All right, Rhea, before we let you go, and this is obviously a special BG day, where are you in the Phillies? 2 out of 3 over the weekend. They won 4 out of 6 on the
home stand. He woke up a little bit.
Well, it's about time that Bryce did that. But you feeling good? You feeling.
Is this where I get to be petty?
Yes. I like that.
I appreciate it.
He and you.
I would like to point out that when yesterday was coming, as they're trying to come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good comeback.
And listen, the bullpen held it together for a long time until. You can't bring Alvarado back out, but at that point, they really had nobody in there. I don't want to scream and yell at Rob Thompson. But sometimes they're a really dumb baseball team.
Mm.
They really are. You know, you got the situation as they're trying to scratch back. Second and third, JT swings at the first pitch. That's over. Then JT gets thrown out at third. That's dumb. You know, there was a bunch of situations where they're having a rally. Let's come up. The pitcher's on the ropes. Swing at the first pitch. I mean, it drives me insane.
They had the Diamondbacks on the hook. Like they had him in the corner, and they could have knocked him out.
Bryce swings it 2 out of the zone. I've seen. Here it is. Yes, they took 2 out of 3, and you know people are talking. It's a marathon, not a sprint. I really hate that. I literally, if I'm going to give you 3 hours a night every night to watch you, I'm going to comment on that game.
So
okay.
The difference between last year's team and this year's team is they would have swept that series last year.
They would have.
Yeah, and that's why they look
early. Maybe not later.
But early.
Early.
And that's why right now they look to me, they're still good, but they look more like an 89-90 win team than 95-100.
You cannot win with Trey Turner at shortstop.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, even when he's hot, he bothers me because he's hitting lately. I mean, yesterday was 1-6.
Yesterday was a bit of a rough day.
Right, but that double play's got to be turned in the ninth inning. I mean,
it must.
It has
and
to be.
Bryson didn't help out tremendously.
But he's got to get him.
But he still has to get it.
That throw was terrible.
And I will just say, if you do not listen to games when LA is doing them with Fransky.
It's the best, ain't it?
He was going off about the umpires yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Saying to send them down, calling them bobos. I was almost as enjoying that as much as the comeback. But it's the size.
Yeah.
Like, somebody, it might have been when JT swung at the first pitch.
I think it was. You feel it.
He says nothing. It's just a sigh.
Oh.
Yes.
It's like a disappointed parent.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Oh,
that's how I felt.
Here
but
we
yes.
go again.
But yes, they took 2 out of 3.
Yes.
And they've won 3 straight series.
And that's good. Now they go on the road to Tampa and Cleveland. All right, Rhea, we appreciate it. You being in here. BG Day continues.
Hey.
Our back to all your calls on Brandon Graham as we celebrate his career today. It's BG Day. We'll have more great guests throughout the show today as well. Plus, if you missed it, we'll replay Jeffrey Lurie from this morning on the morning show. His first call to WIP in 30 years. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.